The word today is diet. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Our bodies need to be fed both physically and spiritually, and what we feed ourselves makes a tremendous difference in our spiritual and physical health. God originally intended mankind to eat the good foods He put here for us, but we often try to improve what God has made, and the results are not always healthy. Here to show us how we can be spiritually and physically blessed is Bible scholar Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Diet.
Let's give some thought to the idea of how we feed our bodies, both physically and spiritually. As listeners to The Word Today around the world, this year in 2018, we will be at 70 languages broadcasting to all the different regions of the world the gospel of Jesus Christ. And those that are listening will have very different diets, very different ways of eating, and yet we're all feeding on the same Word of God. This is the manna. This is the bread from heaven that God has sent down for us to consume spiritually. And I hope that you listen fervently to The Word Today and that you really enjoy and feast on the Word of God, that it replenishes your soul, that you hear the truth of the words of Jesus, and that you know that He is the bread of life, that He is sustenance for our souls. I hope that you will attempt to listen or to read the Bible every day in order to feed yourself, just as we need physical sustenance. We are going to talk a little bit today about the physical body and the temple of the Holy Spirit, as it's called. There's an interesting situation in Genesis chapter 9. Now, we don't have the times and the dates in Genesis. It's just a listing in the first 11 chapters of the great events, the ancient events, and there's no timeline put on this. There's no way of knowing how long it was between, let's say, the creation of the world and the fall into sin by mankind. And there's no way of knowing after the fall into sin how long it was until the flood. We have some genealogies, but at times these are a little stylized and they might skip generations and things. So it's really difficult to know timelines. However, there's great truths that are found in the book of Genesis. And one of those subtle little things that we can learn from today is how to take care of our body, because we are the ones who have the Spirit of God in us, and we don't want to destroy or desecrate the body God has given us. Yes, we're going to be redeemed, and we've been born again in Jesus Christ, so that we are looking forward to life eternal and having a resurrection from the dead. However, that doesn't mean we mistreat our body now. So we're going to think about diet and food and how this can be a demonstration of honoring God because of our faith in Jesus Christ. One of the things that we learn in the book of Genesis is that it seems originally that mankind was vegetarian, that Adam and Eve did not eat the flesh of animals until humans began to do this after the flood. It's in Genesis 9 that God makes the covenant with Noah after the great flood. And God says in chapter 9, verse 1, "Then God blessed Noah and his sons, saying to them, 'Be fruitful and increase in number and fill the earth. The fear and dread of you will fall on all of the beasts of the earth and all the birds of the air, upon every creature that moves along the ground, and upon all the fish of the sea. They are given into your hands. Everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I have given you the green plants, I now give you everything. But you must not eat meat that has its lifeblood still in it, and for your lifeblood I will surely demand an accounting. I will demand an accounting from every animal, and from each man too. I will demand an accounting for the life of his fellow man. You notice one of the things in this chapter is that humanity is elevated, being made in the image of God. The Lord would demand an accounting. There's a price to pay if humans are killed and destroyed, whether by animal or by another human. And then you notice that God has now given all flesh to the humans to consume. And this is why we can eat fish, we can eat meat. And so the diet expanded quite a bit. This was the case after the fall into sin and after the great flood. The question has to be asked then, is this the ideal? Is this the way God intended it? It seems more a concession because of the fallen state of humanity now. Originally, it seems mankind was vegetarian. And that brings up some questions. Would we be healthier if we were predominantly vegetarian? Well, we know that we need to get certain proteins, we need certain foods, and so a mixture of foods is good for us. And yet, there's an interesting situation in the book of Daniel. If we were to go to Daniel chapter 1, this is the case of some individuals, Jewish people, that were captive in Babylon, Daniel and his three friends, who were thrown into the fiery furnace a little bit later in the book, and God miraculously preserved them. The Babylonians attempted to force these Jewish men to eat ceremonially unclean foods. We can only guess what those foods were, but we have a strong suspicion they were not healthy foods. And so in order to honor God, and in order to be healthier, Daniel and his friends in chapter 11 say to the guard who is watching over them, "Please test your servants for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with that of the young men who eat the royal food and treat your servants in accordance with what you see." So he agreed to this and tested them for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. So the guard took away their choice food and wine, and they were to drink, and gave them vegetables instead. I can testify from my own experience that consuming less, I have not cut out meat altogether, but consuming less and eating more vegetables has been healthy for me. Now, I want to caution here. I want to pause and say something, because we have many listeners around the world in many different situations. Some of these people are in very great hardship. There are listeners to our program that their food consists largely of rice, others of beans. There are individuals that have a primary diet of corn. Sometimes what God provides for us keeps us alive and keeps us going, but it's not necessarily so extravagant or that there's such a wide variety. And I'm not suggesting that if you are in a country or a situation where you have only predominantly a certain kind of food, that you change this in order to try to follow some biblical passage. What I'm saying today is that it's typically healthier to eat the vegetables and fruits and the natural food that God has given us than it is to eat the mass-produced, manufactured food. Whatever comes from the earth and springs from the soil, what the seed produces is so much healthier than the manufactured foods that humans make. You know, the foods that have been used by the big corporations to package them and to entice us into eating them often are not healthy. They contain often a lot of sugar, more than we're supposed to have. Many times they're loaded with fats and things. And so just as it is not healthy for us to, in a sense, eat the and dine on the principles of the world for our spirit and trying to just uncritically accept any and every spirit, any and every thought, to do so would cause a spiritual illness, so to speak, a flabbiness spiritually. It's best to stick with the Word of God in the Bible and the gospel of Jesus Christ, because this will keep our spirit and our mind strong and healthy. Well, in the same way, the more natural foods that we eat, likely the healthier our body is going to be. And remember, as we said, it's the temple of the Holy Spirit. Daniel and his friends objected when they were offered food that was against their faith, that was forbidden by the Lord in the Old Testament. And so they dined on vegetables and became healthier. What we're saying in summary is that God has a goal for us, a desire for us in our fallen sinful state to stay strong spiritually and to stay healthy physically. And one of the ways to do that is to eat the right things. Eat mentally, spiritually, the Bible, the Word of God. Take it in, grow, and be nourished and strong in faith in Jesus Christ. But also, the more you avoid the mass-produced, manufactured foods that humans make, attempting to improve on what God has given, oftentimes, the worse you will be. Usually, you'll be healthier if you stick with what the Lord has provided from the earth, the natural foods, the fruits, the vegetables, and the meats. So in all we do, we want to bring glory to God, and we want to do it in faith, but let's use the things God has given us so that we can be strong and healthy and nourished in faith and in body.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.